Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Well, for me, you have a dedication or a rededication, and that is to make certain that we're bringing the most dynamic content that I can possibly bring to you each day through conversation, through preparation, and just to lead the way in making sure that our entrepreneurial responsibilities are met and that we're sharing our tips with you.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Time.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hoskins. And I'm Terry Hines, right here on the All-Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning.
here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
I love the way you love to live. You love life. Your inspiration. I love the way that you give. Your heart so freely. Your sweet sensation. You're my invitation to
sharp money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, cause eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, cause you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
For me, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, is just using this platform to expound on just all of the people that I reach. And mainly that is girls, women. It's everyone, but my focus is on girls and women of all ages, the youth in our community, health, because our health is our wealth. If we don't have that, we don't have anything. So focusing on our health and our wellness, our beauty, our family connections that are so, so, so very important. Family is the core of everything. And then also, Carrie, just continuing my civic responsibilities and just letting people know how very, very important it is to be a voice. Be a voice in your community. Be of service to people, because that's what it's all about. You will definitely be rewarded. When you are of service to other people, it will come back to you and bless your life just abundantly. Just letting people know, just inspiring them, like with the hope of the day, continuing that, and just continuing to encourage, to uplift, and just let people know how important they are. It's important who you are and you realizing how important you are and just how much you matter.
One of the things I want to do with the veterans is I want to go out into the community and I want to help more veterans, especially a lot of our veterans that unfortunately are homeless or they have some other issues that no one has reached out to them. That's one of my goals, is I want to reach out to veterans like that, because many times I see that those are the veterans that actually have disabilities and no one has reached out to them to help them. Many times a lot of those veterans don't have to be homeless because they have disabilities that can be rated by the VA, and they could also fit into a lot of government programs that are geared towards veterans. I just want to go and get the word out to those veterans so that we can have less homeless veterans on the streets and in shelters. And we can do what we're supposed to do as a military community. We can help our other veterans. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. That's what's in store for me.
Hey, everybody. It's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new movie talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's movie talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Problem is, though, is that folk don't know what they got until it's gone. They don't know what it is that you bring to their life until you exit. They don't know how much you be saving them, just spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand the amount of pressure that you relieve from them and from their life, from simply being there, picking up the slack, answering the calls, doing this and doing that. They don't understand that until you stop. And the moment that you stop and you let life go ahead and hit them, then all of a sudden, here they come. They running you down. They calling you. They texting you. They trying to do everything up under the sun to finesse their way back into your life. Here they go with their sweet voice. Now they sending you the little crazy text messages, trying to remind you of how things used to be. I don't care. I don't care. And I don't care. I'm out the door now. I'm outside. I get what y'all say. I'm outside with it. I don't want what I used to want no more. I don't want to be there no more. I'm no longer interested. Your access is denied.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLock Magazine at AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLock Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.AfroLockMagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine. We're making black progress together.
Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins. I'm Carrie Ives. Listen, I just want to say how grateful I am, really, to be working with you guys. It means a lot. I hear the announcement always about waking up and enjoying my coffee and breakfast with my two favorite folk in the whole world. Well, this is very true. And so it's just a joy. It really is. And I just want to say thank you to you guys directly, Mr. Michael Hopkins, Mr. VTR, you know, with the Vet Talk Radio Show, and my longtime co-host and co-star, Queen of the Morning, Nicole Marie. So again, thank you guys. And Nicole Marie, what's going through your mind today?
Well, let me tell you, Carrie and Michael, I am so excited about this 900th episode celebration. And
wow.
It's just amazing, amazing, amazing to be at this point. First off, I want to say thank you to all of the fans and listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I want to say thank you to our team to just everyone that has made the Hair Radio Morning Show what it is, just a success. So I want to say thank you. And I'm so humbled. I'm so honored. I'm so grateful as well to just be a part of the show and be a part of this family and be able to work with you every day. Each day I give the hope of the day just to offer inspiration to everyone, just to kickstart the day. But you all are my inspiration to keep going, keep moving, and to do the things that I do. So I just want to say how much I just appreciate you. So thank you so much.
That's amazing. And Michael, yes. What do you think about, Michael, when you hear Nicole Marie say those wonderful words?
Wow, Carrie, Nicole Marie. When I hear Nicole Marie and I hear those words, it just makes me, it always makes me think back to the first time that Nicole and I met you. That's what it makes me think about. And we had, I mean, we just really had no idea. I mean, you know, Nicole, we had no idea. Remember, we thought that just doing what we did with Vet Talk was just going to be a small little deal, nothing biggie thing about it.
Yeah.
But
we
then
come
we
in,
met,
do what we do, and that was it.
And that was it, But then you see what happened. We met this gentleman named Carrie Hines, and we began to learn who Carrie Hines was and is.
Yeah.
And we began to learn so much about his world, the broadcasting world. And the more that we learned about his world, the more we learned that, hey, we want to be a part of this. This is fun.
Exactly. Carrie couldn't get rid of us.
he couldn't. He just couldn't because this was too much fun. We enjoy what we do with you, Carrie, in the morning.
We really do.
We love it. We love it. This for us, I know for me, I mean, maybe I can't speak for Nicole Marie, but for me, this is a dream come true. It really is. It's a dream come true.
Well, you did study this in school, Michael. Huh?
So I
know that was in your wheelhouse somewhere.
It was there, and it was something I always wanted to do, but I was always in another realm.
Right.
And I had to retire out of that other realm to get to this realm.
Welcome back, Michael.
You got a great education.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's so funny? I remember the first show we did with you, the first Fat Talk we did. It was so funny because, and I don't know if Nicole Marie, if you remember this or not, it was with you, Nerdy Hine, and Katrina. You guys kept telling me, wow, you sound so natural at this. And I'm listening to them thinking, really? I thought it was like everything else. I just did what Carrie Hines told me to do. I joke about this a lot of times, Nicole Marie. And Carrie, he'll attest to this. I always tell him, I say, all I have to do is listen to Carrie Hines. I don't have to do anything else. He gives me the clues. And that's it. He gives you the clues on what to do on the show. And for us to be a part of the 900 show and the other shows over the last, I mean, we're going on, what, 3 years?
3 years now.
Three years. And it's just,
three years.
It's just been so unbelievable to get to do this. And I know I must know something because when I go to my veterans meetings, they keep reminding me of the show that I do. Tell them about the show. They keep saying that. When we do the shows, Carrie, you may not be a veteran. I'm making you an honorary veteran.
My brothers and sisters, they
think you're a veteran. Because they'll be asking me, and I'm thinking, okay. But the thing of it is, Carrie,
as if you were, though, Carrie. So.
Yeah, he just fits right in. But the overall theme of all this, you know, Carrie Nicole Marie, the overall theme of what we're doing here with the whole show and, you know, in the morning with Carrie, it is just so much fun and it's so beautiful.
It is.
And we get a chance every time we're here on the air, we get a chance to touch people's lives.
That's it.
And for the three of us, we get to change lives, touch people. For the three of us, that's what drives us. That's what drives us to get up in the morning to record things and to hang in there. And that's what drives us because this is what we do. This is what we love to do. We are the type of, that's us. We're the type of people.
I call us the Mod Squad.
Yeah,
we're the radio
much.
Mod Squad.
Yes, we are. Yes,
can I?
Oh, go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say, if we're going to be the Mod Squad, can I be Link Hayes?
No, I'm Link.
Well, I can't. Yes, he's Julie. So I guess that leaves me as being
Peter, I think was his name, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, well,
yes,
you got to do something.
Means,
you got to do something for a living, right?
Yeah,
wow.
I think this
That's
is
so true.
Great.
So true.
Yeah,
well,
we
Carrie,
really are.
Carrie, let me also say what just totally blows me away. We're at our 900th episode. And let me tell you how much of an honor it is for me. Carrie, I'm almost at the 200th show as a co-host.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
That's just amazing.
Yeah.
Time has just flown by so fast. And it's just amazing as I look back. You know, it's just,
I don't think there's any other co-host who made 200 episodes. So you are already in that box. And then Michael came along as a co-host a little later. Yeah. Oh, that's really great.
I think what happened, Carrie Nicole Marie, I think Carrie came to me one day and he said, raise your right hand. I said, huh? He said, raise your right hand. He says, state your name. And I said, you know, yep. And the next thing I know, I was drafted for the duration. And I said, how did that happen?
You didn't have a choice.
I think what actually happened. Yeah, I think we had Otto, and I believe that we had all these other folks who were on the show.
Right.
And as they went on to do other things, we were kind of left with us.
Pretty much.
You couldn't get rid of us, Carrie.
No, and that, let me tell you something. You guys, and I really do mean it, we have this much fun every day.
It
really is a lot of fun, and it means
we just click, which makes it so easy.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, we're bright people. We're each
very
bright,
much so.
We also
we are,
right? Yeah, we're very bright, and we're very independent thinkers. And we are also civic-minded. We have that in common. We have a lot of commonality.
That's so true.
And
that's
so true. Yeah, we really do.
Right.
And that and the desire to help serve the public in the ways that we do and also entertain and infotain, I think it's been big.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It just clicks, and it's just always going to click.
Yeah,
and I just know that that's just the way it is. You know,
yeah,
that's the way it is. Yeah,
900.
Yes, 900.
Long after you know we've gone on, and that's no time soon. We're planning. Let me not go over here.
Nope.
But our legacy. our legacy
very much
is here.
So.
Legacy will live on right here.
Very
and
much so.
Forever and ever. 900 episodes. And even we've done by the numbers to let folks know that we've been on for many. You can listen to episode after episode after episode. Literally thousands and thousands of guests have been on the show. We've had a lot of folks to come and go. We've had all kinds of hosts and all kinds of topics. And it's just been incredible. It's been incredible. And
very
the
much
caliber
so.
Of guests. I don't typically hear these kinds of folks being on other folks' radio shows and stuff like that.
No.
We've had
no.
incredible, incredible guests and some incredible topics. And we have a lot more to come. And I looked on top of everything else,
wow.
I see our, you know, commitment to helping, you know, with health concerns, reminding
right.
folks how to take better care of themselves, being positive every single day, you know, with hope of the day.
Very much so. Oh, yeah.
About things.
That's true.
Very I much so.
The show just
we are
really
so
gets
wow. yeah.
to our community. And
yeah,
trying to serve the community.
Yeah,
and
when
know,
you listen back to those shows, though, guys, amazing. What were you going to say,
very
Mike?
Much
did
so.
I interrupt
you? Oh, what I was going to say is, you know, where else can you go and you get a mayor from a major metropolitan city, and then we get a nominee for an Oscar.
An Academy Award. Yeah.
Academy. Well, she'll get the Oscar, too. But, yeah, an Academy. I mean, where
well,
else?
Yeah, no, that's it. It's the Oscar
yeah.
Award, which is an Academy
oh,
Award.
Yeah.
So she
yeah.
was nominated
so
and as a guest
yeah.
on our show at the time of the nomination.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah where
exactly.
else? Where else? And then, you know, you look at the Dionne Warwicks and you look at, you know, like you always say, Carrie.
Dionne Warwick,
you,
Melba Moore, C.C.
Melba,
Tennyson,
yeah.
Uh-huh. You know,
and then
Tony
you know a guy. Yeah. You know how they say, you know a guy who knows a guy that knows a guy. Well, you see, Carrie,
wow.
you're that guy.
Wow.
You know,
you're guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you
have all the connections.
Yeah. Yeah. You're that guy. And it was just having Wayne Smith as a mayor. And I've never talked to a mayor from a city before.
Oh, yeah. And, well, we've had several politicians on.
Yeah.
And not to mention Upscale Magazine. Our commitment to Upscale Magazine,
yeah,
working
very
with
much
them.
So. Very much
we,
so.
I mean, we've just done a lot. We've done a lot.
Yeah, we have.
Oh,
and just think, Carrie,
yeah.
throughout the time that Nicole and I have been on here, you know, you jumped into the political arena. And, you know, you told us about it. You said this was going to happen. Nicole and I, you know, we said our prayers for you. And when we looked up again, you're a city official in New York. You know,
that's
it's like,
right.
wow. Wow.
Yeah,
and that just shows, you know, when you're doing the right thing and you're putting the time in, these things are going to happen. They're going to happen.
And putting God first.
Yes, and just putting God first. All night and all day.
If it's for you, it's going to be for you.
Yes, very much so.
And I got to say, I think it's been heaven, Michael. I do. Nicole Marie.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's
very much so.
Because, you know, getting up that time of the day
right.
and, you know, every day so early, you kind of have to like the people you're working with.
You do.
Pretty much.
You really do. You kind of have to like the people because it's very early in the morning. And it's not easy. Even though I'm turned into a morning person, it's still a little hard.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that's got to be lined and lined up for us to put the broadcast on each day.
Right.
And, you know, and we do those things. We do them every
day.
Nine times out of ten, at 6 o'clock, you're going to hear that radio show go on. You really
very
do.
Much
really
so. Very
okay,
much so.
There we go.
Very, very
that's
much
how we
so.
Do it. Yes. So I,
oh,
this
yeah.
is a joy. And I just want to say thank you again. Michael Hopkins, you've been a great pleasure. You helped to change the lives of the veterans and all of us who support the veterans and one another.
Very much so.
And Nicole Marie, thank you as well for leading the way, especially on all of this civic responsibility. And you were a big reminder to me to jump into the fray.
Oh, yeah.
Right here in New York. So I thank you for that, Nicole Marie. Great job. So listen, guys, this is just the beginning. The first 900 episodes of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I just want to say that this has been, like Michael said, a dream come true, a great pleasure, a great honor, you know, as Nicole Marie pointed out. And we're just getting started, literally.
Oh, yeah.
We're just getting started.
So, oh,
yeah. I look at this of the Hair Radio Morning Show, even though the Hair Radio Show has been around for almost three decades, the morning show has been around since January of 2015. So we're looking at about 8 years. So in a couple of years, we'll be celebrating our 10th anniversary on Blog Talk.
Anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
So
yes,
that's
it
coming
is.
Up. And in the interim, we have 900 shows to be proud of plus. So
we have so much to
you.
Celebrate. Yes.
So
thank
yes.
you. Thank you. We appreciate
you. And we need to do that every day. We so appreciate you. All right. Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie. Thank you, guys. Thank you so
oh,
much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie.
You got it. All right. Happy 900, everybody. I'm Carrie Hines. We are live on this Fan Day, very special Fan Day Friday. It's September 29th, 2023. It is our show number 900, and we're at coming up on the midway point. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. We've got a lot coming up in just a bit. We want you guys to stay with us. I want to take a moment to check in with one of Michael's angels. You guys know her. She's been with us many, many times, and it's no surprise that she's the very first to kind of check in with us this morning. And you know her. Let me just see if you can recognize this voice. Katrina, good morning to you. Good morning, and happy Fan Day Friday, and happy 900 show.
Good morning, everyone. How you doing, Carrie?
Oh, I'm doing just fantastic. Now, you're coming to us out of Paris, Texas. And I just want to say officially, happy 900 to you as well. For the simple reason, Katrina, you have always supported the Hair Radio Morning Show. So is there anything that you want to say to us today?
Well, I want to thank you for also giving me the opportunity of even being a part of the Hair Radio Show. But I also want to get a special one for him, even offering, asking me to be a part of the Vet Talk Radio Show. I wouldn't even be able to be a part of the Hair Radio Show.
Good to be having, right. Yes. Well, we appreciate all the above. Mr. Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, Nur Jahan, we appreciate all of you guys. And Katrina, one of the things that I want to say as the producer of this show and what we've been able to do is that you are always the first to raise your hand. You are always the first to contribute on any level that you can and to be a supportive person that we can depend on and rely on here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So if anyone deserves to celebrate show number 900 alongside Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and myself, it's you. So thank you so much. And I want to thank all of the angels, Noor, so much as well, who's done so much to help us along the way. And we wouldn't be where we are without Michael's angels. So we just want to say, hey, guys, we got a lot coming up in just a bit. We're going to be here with some live host chat in just a short while. Then the rest of the whole show, we've got the third hour. We're having a big party, great music, great fun. So we don't want you to go anywhere. There's a lot more to come. Katrina Jones, thank you for helping us to kick off this celebratory show. And we've got so much more to come. So we just want to say thank you again and stay with us. Thank you, Katrina.
Yes, you will. Thank you.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. And today's topic is on the subject of hair loss. And we'd like to welcome to Hair Radio Dr. Linda Amerson. Doctor, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hines, for having me today.
Well, we're glad that you're here. Now, along with myself, you also, we have a special treat, Darlene Alexander, who is the Vice President of Heavenly Essence, Inc., now they're the creators of Purity Hair Care Products, is on the line as well, and she'll be co-hosting with us. So a special treat for us and the listeners of Hair Radio. Darlene, welcome to Hair Radio.
Oh, thank you, Carrie, for having me here today. I really appreciate it.
Well, listen, we want to jump on in to this very, very big subject. And I guess the first thing that we probably want to do is to tell everyone their hair loss is so vast, and there's so many different parts to it. But if we must break it down and start at the beginning, and Darlene, you can certainly jump on in, but I'm thinking that, Dr. Amerson, maybe it would be a good idea for you to tell everyone about or what exactly is alopecia and the general topic of hair loss.
Okay, absolutely. Alopecia is the medical term for hair loss, and it is a very broad umbrella for several different categories of alopecia, and many consumers do not realize that, and sometimes that is not always conveyed in a very layman's term to them, that just because one person has one category, the other person may have something totally different or a combination of different types of alopecia. So what I do in my practice, I am a doctor of trichology, which means I have furthered my education, and my level is directly below dermatology and right above cosmetology and barber styling. So I actually get to the root of the problem by incorporating microscopes to give an accurate diagnosis. I look at internal factors as well as external factors, which is very, very important to have regrowth possible at all.
Absolutely. Now, would you tell us a little bit on what some of those internal factors might be?
Some of the internal factors may include nutrition. Now, nutrition is a very, very important factor. Other factors could be mechanical, such as the type of heat appliances that a person uses, whether it's the flat iron or the curling iron or the waving iron, et cetera. These are also contributors to some of the scalp damage and hair damage that I see on a daily basis.
Now, how much of this, just to kind of go back a little bit, Dr. Amerson, how much of this would you say is a real problem? Like, say, for the general public, do you have any idea how many people are actually suffering with hair loss just overall, just an idea?
Yes, absolutely. The latest statistics is over 80 million Americans are affected with some form of alopecia.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that is amazing.
Now, Dr. Amerson, when you said that you stated about the types of alopecia, now, can a person also have two types of alopecia?
Oh, absolutely. There can be multiple types of alopecia and scalp disorders that occur simultaneously.
Okay.
For example, I've seen cases where they may have alopecia areata, they may have seborrheic dermatitis, they may have telogen effluvium, they may have inflammation of the scalp, erythema, pruritus, as well as hair breakage. So that is definitely a possibility.
Wow. Now, what are some of the treatments for these types of alopecia?
That depends on, I take it on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
I look at the most, if it's in just a scalp condition, for example, if a person comes in and they complain about their scalp is just itching profusely, and I see bacterial infections on the scalp, I see hair breakage, hair thinning, inflammation, and pruritus, well, the most severe condition needs to be assessed first, which is the bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I will address first. Once that is cleared, the scalp is much healthier.
Right.
And then we can concentrate on the hair regrowth process. I find that so many consumers, they want to just focus on the hair regrowth.
Yes.
And they do not think the importance of the scalp is as vital as it should be. So that is something that I constantly have to educate my patients and other consumers, that a healthy scalp is the utmost vital to a healthy hair.
Wow. That is just very interesting, very interesting. Wow.
Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today the topic discussion is on hair loss, and I am co-hosting today's program with Darlene Alexander. Now, she is the Vice President of Heavenly Essence, Inc., and they are the creators of Purity Hair Care Products. And you can, of course, reach them at heavenlyessence.net, and we'll be talking with Darlene a little bit more about that in just a little bit. Now, along with Darlene, I'm so very proud to have with us today a very special person. She is an expert in this arena. Her name is Dr. Linda Emerson. And, Doctor, we again welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure to have you. Now, we so much appreciate a lot of the light that you're shedding on this. And we know it's a ginormous and vast topic. And there are so many different layers to this. What are some of the resources that you might suggest for someone who thinks that they are, you know, dealing with hair loss? Where might you direct them to find it?
I definitely suggest for them to seek an expert, such as a board-certified trichologist, to actually get to the root of the problem. Because I find that so many consumers, they want to first ask their family members, they want to ask their friends, and then they go online and YouTube. So they look on YouTube, and there's a lot of misinformation that's on YouTube. And that's another thing that I educate my patients and clients on. Don't believe everything that you see on YouTube. There are so many concoctions that are on there, and then there are also a lot of non-professionals who are telling their journey of how they are transitioning from, you know, the relaxer to the natural hair, and they consider themselves experts, and they are not. What I find is I see, you know, quite a different, I would say, different ethnicities that come into my clinic. In the natural hair community, I get a lot of questions about their hair. Once I show them under their under my microscope that their scalp is unhealthy and that there are other conditions present there, they are just so amazed because they have been focusing so much on their hair, and their scalp has lacked the vital cleansing and proper care that will help with healthier hair growth and the hair just looking healthier overall. And
well, my big question to you, I was thinking all of this time, I'm thinking, is there anyone who would be able to avoid hair loss? It seems like hair loss affects almost everybody on some level or shape or form or fashion. So I was thinking, what could be done? Is there anything we can do to avoid hair loss? And then I just heard you mention about healthy hair and scalp, so I'm thinking that that's probably something that jumps out at me. But I'll ask you, Dr. Emerson, what are some of the things, if there's anything that we can do to, you know, kind of avoid having hair loss to begin with?
That is a question that it really depends on a case-by-case basis, because not everyone falls into the same category, and then there are also medical conditions that must be analyzed. There are several, another example, there are so many consumers that take prescription medications.
Yes.
Over 300 medications have a side effect of alopecia and hair thinning, and some of them even scalp conditions. So those must be factors. There must be factors as far as hairstyles. You know, we know that the lace front wigs are very, very prevalent. When a person starts to thin, they want to go to the hair coverings, the hair enhancements, instead of getting to the root of the problem, to seeing what's really causing or contributing to this. Is it nutritional? Is it medication? Is it the chosen hairstyle that they've been wearing for 10, 20 years and they haven't changed that look? So it really depends on a case-by-case basis is the best way I can answer that.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Dr. Emerson, what about, you spoke about nutrition.
Yes.
What type, what do you recommend for people that who needs to improve their diet in order to have that healthy hair and healthy scalp?
Well, definitely avoiding as much fast foods and fried foods is one recommendation. Eating more fruits and vegetables, that will help. You're nourishing the body. So when you're nourishing the body, this also helps to feed the papilla, and this in turn can feed and nourish the hair and the scalp. So looking internally is one of the main factors. Also, enough protein in your diet.
Right.
Protein is very, very important. So those are just some of the recommendations that I would say.
Now, also, Dr. Emerson, excuse me. Now, let's say the person is getting the right types of foods and fruits and vegetables and the adequate amount of protein, but they're still losing their hair. The one thing I just wanted to find out if this is a myth or if it is fact. When there's an organ in our body that is lacking certain nutrition, aren't those vitamins and nutrients going to go to that organ before it goes to the hair follicle?
Absolutely. The body is going to absorb and distribute the nutrition internally first. And if something is lacking, yes, it's going to give that particular organ or area inside the body more of the nutrients that it needs. So whatever is left over will be transported through the bloodstream to nourish the hair and scalp. And in many cases, it is not enough nutrition that's being absorbed into the system. And this is something that I can see microscopically under my polarized microscope.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Well, for me, you have a dedication or a rededication. And that is to make certain that we're bringing the most dynamic content that I can possibly bring to you each day through conversation, through preparation, and just to lead the way in making sure that our entrepreneurial responsibilities are met and that we're sharing our tips with you.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right. It is Friday morning, September 29th, 2023. It is show number 900. So that's 900. Show number 900. Let me be clear as we march along today. I want to bring to the line my amazing co-star. You guys know her well, all the way from down in Water Valley, Mississippi. I've got to say big thank you to the one and only Nicole Marie, who should just, we just have to tip our hat. She's made such a huge difference in how we go about bringing you our morning show each day, and I want to hear from her exactly on her words. So we're going to turn to her and you've been listening to her this morning as well. with Michael Hopkins and so much more. Nicole Marie, what would you like to say and share? Good morning, officially, and happy 900,
good morning,
by the way.
Good morning.
Happy next day. Yes,
oh,
all those Fan Day Friday. We got a lot of things to celebrate.
Yes, Fan Day Friday, 900th episode celebration. Just everything. I'm just, so excited and elated today. This is just such a wonderful day, a wonderful milestone. And I'm just so happy and grateful to just be a part of it. It's just amazing, Carrie. I just want to, again, thank all of our fans, all of our listeners, all of our supporters, all of our advertisers, because without them, it would not be possible. So thank you, thank you. And
thank
our team.
That's right. That's right. We have an amazing team. And it goes beyond the Hair Radio Morning Show. Of course, Michael Hopkins is included in that. And his Vet Talk Radio show, everything that Nicole Marie does and Hope of the Day and everything that we're doing here at the broadcast. Also, the folks over at Afrolock Magazine, we can't leave them out. The Salon TV Network. I have to throw back to the Hair Nation Expo. I have to throw back to our wonderful Legend Hair event. So many things that we've done along the way. That we'd be here for, until, 2025, with all of our accomplishments. I started kind of writing them down, and there were too many to list. We have had such an impact on what we do. And I want to tip my hat also to those, Nicole Marie, who have taken the time to recognize our contribution already. They early on discovered what we're doing. And have celebrated us. And that means a lot. And by the way, even though you heard me say it a little while ago in the first hour, I appreciate the efforts that co-stars make every day. So, Nicole Marie, thank you. Thank you for getting up early every day and putting forth the best effort to inform our fans worldwide. And I also want to pass that same sentiment along to Michael Hopkins, which we'll do. Michael will be with us in about 15 minutes, should be on, and we cannot wait to talk with him about what he's working on and his celebration participation for today. So,
Carrie,
show number 900, it was
easy. Carrie, let me say quickly that we and I want to thank you as well because you welcomed us. You mentored us and just shared so much with us to get us to this point. So thank you as well for everything that you have done for us, that you've personally done for me. I thank you.
Oh,
you are greatly
appreciated.
Very... Just know that. Thank you.
I do. I feel that. And I think it extends, it comes through the radio show to our fans. It reaches around to everybody because we care about what we're doing. And I think that that's not something that can be faked. And
so true.
So we get up every day. You know, our fans, our listeners, they are going about their lives each day. And we really want to send them off with the best beginning of their day humanly possible. And believe it or not, sometimes all it takes is someone saying, I see you. I respect you. Because once you go out into the world, there's not a minute that goes by that I don't leave my door, that I'm confronted with all kinds of awful, sinister folks who just don't care what you're trying to accomplish with your life. They completely judge you, misjudge you.
Right.
They're just idiots. And this is the kind of thing that most folks of color have to contend with every day, if not all. And so I just want to say that we, on our radio show, it's the great equalizer. We have a big platform that extends beyond the Hair Radio Morning Show to Afrolock Magazine, to the Salon TV Network, to our products and other live shows and events. And anything anything that we wish to put out there, we have the ability to create. I don't know
exactly.
Too many other folks who can say that.
So true, Carrie. So true.
Yeah.
So true.
And
you never, ever know what you're going to hear, what we're going to come up with.
No,
next.
You
have
never
to stay
know.
Tuned.
Exactly.
Have
I
your
mean,
paper
Nicole
and
Marie.
Your pencil. Take
what?
Notes.
Exactly. When I started out a few decades ago, gotta just let you guys know, started out a few decades ago, I wished I had a Carrie Hines who could create anything promotional that you need. Anything.
Yeah.
Anything. All you got to do is tell me.
That's
and
it.
And so that is incredible. Now, in celebrating our 900th episode today, which is all by itself a remarkable, remarkable feat, I heard from everybody. I heard from so many folks that I don't often hear from. Cheryl Morrow, posted, kind words that we are really doing it. And so many others, so many kind words from Mr. Charlie, from everybody. Who just took a moment to acknowledge that, you know what, you're doing something. And that's the thing, because I believe a lot of in our community, we often don't probably pay as much attention to one another as we should for whatever reason. Don't know if it's envy, jealousy, but it probably is. But don't know why we don't share enthusiasm and class for others.
And we certainly
like we
should. Encourage one another.
And
boost one another.
With our family members. Yeah. You know, right. I'm grateful that I had a mom who recognized that I had talent early on. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
I'm so grateful.
Right.
I thought that was the norm.
God bless.
I thought everybody, that everybody's family and friends. Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's definitely not the case, Gary. Definitely
not,
not
the case,
case
at all.
Which
and,
is sad.
It's very sad. And we first have to recognize talent in our family. If you know that
right.
your children have a proclivity to do certain things above, and I'm talking about in exceptional things, you got
right.
to pay attention. You got to learn to
right.
support. Because those
right.
natural gifts, that's what God has given to the world. And who are you
that's
to
it.
Take that away?
Right.
So I just have to say, wow. So I'm grateful to my mom. Like I said, she has unleashed a whole flurry of creativity that has kept
oh,
us
yeah.
front and center with the Hair Radio Morning Show. For 900 episodes.
Right. Is there anyone that's creative? It's definitely you, Gary. Definitely you.
Well, it's us. We're a team here at the Hair Radio
well,
Morning
that's
Show.
True.
We're a
that's
family.
True.
So we are doing it up.
We are definitely
and,
a one-stop shop to make it happen.
Exactly. Exactly. And we're going to get into in the next hour. We'll talk a little bit. I've got a memoriam that's coming up with some folks that we kind of lost along the way. We'll talk about them. We couldn't be here without them as well. For you guys out there who are tuned in and you say you stand on my shoulders, well, in the immortal words of Miss Cicely Tyson, get down. There's work to be done.
Exactly. There's a lot of work.
I never forget those words from Miss Tyson, and we just love her. And what she's meant. And you know what, Nicole Marie, it reminds me of when I started the show, I launched it as a morning show. Of course, we were out for since 1995 as the Hair Radio Show.
Right.
On different networks and on different times and all of that. But we started on Blog Talk as a 3-hour morning show on Monday, January 5th of 2015. So we've been on. We've seen lots of things happen. We're coming up on our 10th year just on Blog Talk alone.
Wow.
We have so many milestones to celebrate. We have
yeah.
so many milestones to celebrate.
And they're coming one after the other.
Oh, tons.
Amazing.
Well, that's when you sit, Well, it's really not amazing, because what it is that when you stick to something, when your heart is true, when you've done the best you can, success kind of follows that. So,
yes,
it's amazing to those folks outside, but not to us, because we're doing the work.
That's it.
We're doing the work. They don't, the folks may not see us doing the work, but they feel it.
No, the work is going on every single day.
Ooh, and every morning, noon, and night.
Exactly.
It's
all
on.
Day, every day. People just do not
every
understand.
Day. Yes. And I just want to say thank you to our fans, of course. You know, we wouldn't be here without you guys.
Oh,
we wouldn't
yes.
be here.
Thank
and
you.
And so I really, yeah, it's been incredible. It really has. And to have taken our radio show and turned it into this sprawling business to work in magazines like Afrolock Magazine and to begin with Upscale Magazine and
yeah.
to launch our own hair products, to write books for ourselves and other folks, that's incredible all by itself.
It is.
Yeah. And to literally
we cover
be the
everything.
First to have a We cover
every
everything,
area.
To have a radio show on our own, to first to be talking about hair and beauty on radio when I was laughed at when I first brought this up in 1995. So stuff like that, I will never forget. We were the first to do it. We're the longest running hair radio broadcast in the history of broadcasting and all
yeah.
of that. We're the most listened to hair radio show in the world. So
wow,
8 years
wow.
on Blog Talk. We'll be celebrating in a couple of years our 10th anniversary just on Blog Talk. And by then, we will be well over our 1,000. We'll probably get about 1,100 shows by then.
Yes.
I want to say thank you. We've covered the biggest news story in the world. We've had those folks right here on this show. We really
right
have.
Here.
We talked. I think I replayed in recent days. I've been replaying some things like the Black Lives Matter talk. Lisa
right.
Bloom from TV's Court TV attorney. You guys know her. We played her yesterday. She was on our show several
right.
times. We've covered stories that touched our hearts. And like I said, when we started this radio show, well, think back. We had folks who were all alive, like Aretha Franklin, Natalie Cole, you know, Tina Turner, so many, a host of others that
so,
were with us.
And
they were all
yeah.
alive. And it was a different world. And I look at where we are today. And how we continue. And most, I have to say, not most, but quite a few, you know, we have to learn to be more discerning as Black folks. We've got to learn to support each other. My gosh.
Yeah.
Wake
yeah,
up
yeah,
and help one another. What must fall on our heads?
Look out for one another. Whew.
I just don't get it. But listen, we're here doing the work because we're trying to lead the way. You got to first step up and,
yeah.
lead, and lead, literally. Well, Nicole, it doesn't just start with leadership each day. It doesn't. It does start with us recognizing that. But I'll tell you what it does start with each day, hope.
Hope.
And that is
hope.
No one does it better than Nicole Marie. And Patrick Lindsay's book, Hope of the, what is it, High Hope.
Right.
She's going to tell you all about it, folks, on this very special Fan Day Friday, our 900th episode. We're live on the September 29th of 2023. So we've got a lot more to come up to get to, you know, to share. Michael Hopkins will be with us in just a few minutes and so much more. So We got great music on the way. We're going to be sharing some memories. We're not going to bore you out there.
I love the music today.
Yeah, I do too. And we're putting on some music that we want to hear, just something a little different. And we got some throwback songs still and some surprises thrown in as well. So lots to get to. Nicole Marie, yes, take us there. Let us know. Share with everybody. Today, a lot of folks are tuning in for the first time, or they haven't listened to us in a long time. What can we tell folks about hope and having hope each day?
Well, Carrie, hope is so important for each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning, something for us to hold on to. Hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. So it doesn't matter what you've been through, what you're going through, or what's to come. If you hold on to that hope, there's always hope. That positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So I want to share the hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I share this every single day, just an inspirational way from a book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. And I do this to lift your spirit, to encourage you not to stop, to keep going, to press on, because change will occur if you just don't give. So our hope of the day is begin now. Our lives are not eternal. Don't wait for some magic sign. The sign is that you are here and your time starts now. Work toward your dreams, your goals, one step at a time. Back to you, Carrie.
Wow. I'm just loving begin now. Listen,
right now. Begin now.
That
it's
is,
never too late.
Those are the words. Those are the words. Begin now. Start where you are. There's an old saying out there. Begin and start where you planted. Sprout where you planted.
Yeah, bloom where you planted.
Exactly. You can do it. And so I love those words. And I live by them. And you should too.
Yes. Yes.
And you should too. So when I hear that, that's what, you know. And again, I have to repeat this every day because this is my mantra. What was possible for you yesterday is still possible
today, right now. So
okay,
possible.
So very important words. Think about it.
Yes.
Okay, wow.
I love it.
Well, I am just blown away. So what does it mean to you about beginning now, Nicole Marie?
Well, Carrie, just to continue, whatever your goals, whatever your dreams are, I mean, it's never too late. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. Just get started. Begin now. Continue whatever it is that maybe you've already started and maybe you got frustrated or life happened and you stopped. Guess what? Now's the time to pick that back up and keep on moving. It's never, ever, ever too late. Never too late. Just press on, keep forward, and just don't stop. Don't let anybody get you sidetracked. Yes, just move on.
Play on.
Press
play
on. Play on.
I love it.
All the above, everything. Just do not stop. Let nothing discourage
you. Yeah, you're absolutely
you.
Right.
Keep moving.
Yeah, you got to keep.
Right.
And I know that sounds like
you may be moving slow,
platitudes.
But guess what? You're moving. Just keep moving.
Exactly. It just sounds like, you know, sometimes we can think it's impossible or that the task is too big at hand. Trust me, I get it too. I totally understand that we're going through from
but
time
it feels
to time.
Too big, Carrie, then break it down into smaller pieces and take one at a time.
Exactly. Exactly. What's that old saying? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
One bite at a time.
And
that's it.
That's how you do it. live your life that way. Learn to be purposeful. And
right.
I think that you're going to get where you're going in
right.
a remarkable, remarkable
That's
way.
It.
So
Carrie, sometimes,
yeah.
sometimes we set this big, lofty goal, which is great. Not to say that we can't get there, but sometimes things get in the way or we get overwhelmed with it. Set short-time
yeah.
goals. Set, hey, in the next week, I'm going to do, by this date, I'm going to do such and such. By in a month's time, I will have accomplished this. So it doesn't seem so big and so unreachable. No, set your short-term
yeah.
goals. And as you're moving along
exactly.
with your short-term goals, you're taking steps to get to that big goal, that long-term goal. But break
exactly.
it down into smaller
well,
points.
Speaking
you know,
of breaking it down, let's get Michael Hopkins into the convo this morning. Michael
All
comes
right.
to us from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, you've been listening to the
oh,
show
yeah.
this morning. You've been a part of it.
Good
We've
morning,
heard from
again,
you.
Good Michael.
How are you? Good morning. Happy mid-show. Happy Fan Day Friday. Happy 900. Yeah. Got lots to talk about today. Good
oh,
morning.
Yes, very much so. Very much so, family. And I love it, Nicole Marie. I love it. A lot of people think, wow, they get to a point where they're looking at retirement. And, oh, I'm just going to stop doing this and that. No, don't stop doing this mm-hmm. and that. Go find you a new that. Go find a new that.
Oh, I love that. Go find you a new that. That's nice,
yeah.
Michael.
That's it, huh? And that,
find
yep, find you a new that. And that's the way I look at it. I'm always
wow.
looking for a new vet.
Right.
Wow. Well, I'm loving that. I really am. And it gets no better than that. And listen, I just got to say thank you to, we've got you both on the show at this moment in time. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. I'm Carrie Hines. I also want to shout out to Keisha McAllister out in California, who's a big help to us as well. With our hair talk, and so many others who've passed through our doors. We're going to get into
right.
that in the next hour with our big celebration. We've got a lot more music to come. We've got a lot more talk and so much more on the way. So I am super excited.
Yeah.
Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, we're going to have a porte in
yeah.
the 40. Yes, in just a bit. So I just want to say big thank you to all the fans of the show, to folks who've
thank
been
you,
a big part of our success. Yes, and we're
we
just getting started.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Is this not nice? We are just getting started.
Very
now,
wonderful.
Yes, we're gonna throw it down this morning with a few. I'm going to put on a few clubby songs for you guys this morning. So,
okay.
For those of you who might be, just hang on in there. We got you covered in just a bit. So, listen,
hey,
we're going to take a little break. It's a porte. Okay.
Yeah.
Especially for us. Reaching 900 shows when we never knew we would. I don't know what else to celebrate that could be better. So stay with us, everybody. We got a lot of love for you. Stay with us. It's Jermaine.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It is show number 900 today, 900. It's Friday, September 29th of 2023. Didn't know, as we said, how we were going to get here, but we have arrived. And it's just been an incredible journey along the way. Got to bring back to the line my co-star. You guys know him. He is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. We're going to talk a little bit about that. He's in season three. He's celebrating his own milestones along the way with Vet Talk Radio. We're going to try to get back on Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Virginia, we say.
Virginia.
Yes. Officially good morning again. Happy mid-show. We're at the mid-show point. Yeah. So we're kind of coming along. And want to just say again, fresh good morning to you and to everybody out there who's tuned in.
Thank you
for being part of our celebration show. So good stuff. Michael, so what would you like to say? I mean, it is show number 900. Surely there are a couple things that Michael Hopkins still would like to share. So, Michael, I'm going to give you the mic. Go ahead,
wow,
Michael.
Carrie, 900 shows. 900 shows. It's just, what's the word for it? It ain't getting no better than this, like we used to say in the military.
Exactly.
And, you know, everybody just does not get to this level. They just don't.
True.
A lot of people give
Michael,
up.
Michael, why do you think they don't get to this level?
What I really think, Carrie, is that last minute kind of gut push, and a lot of people don't have that. You know, they'll go but so far, and if the going gets a rough and tough and they cut your lights off and that check don't come in when you need to pay that bill and this thing and that thing, and some people just get to that point where they just stop. Oh, the heck with this. I'm not, oh, man. No, I'm, oh, I, E. But it's the rare people that no matter what happens, they continue. They get that extra boost of energy. They get that, it's something inside of them that just will not quit. It's sort of like, I heard Les Brown one time talk about even though things happen, and he kind of described it where there was this one kid that was kind of getting picked on by a bigger kid, and even though the other kid was bigger, the smaller kid said, look, even though you're on top of me and you know you got me pinned down, but I'm still standing up. But I'm standing up on the inside. And that's what it comes down to. You got to stand up. You got to fight for what you believe in. You got to fight for what you stand for. You just have to fight. If you don't fight, then what's the point?
Well, if you don't fight, you're not going to win.
Right. You don't win, Carrie.
You can't win if
you don't
fight.
Win.
And good words of encouragement, Michael, and I certainly can relate. You know, and it is tough. It is tough. And when the light's got to be paid or, you know, you don't know how you're going to pay the bills to do what you do. And
right.
Then you start, it starts creeping back as an entrepreneur. You're like, hold it. I probably have to get a part-time job, or I have to somehow do something I don't want to do. And you know what? And I believe the answer really is, it's in our people. I think there is a lack of, or a not quite an understanding why, if we support one another on a higher level, on a different level, all of our problems would go away.
Very
it's
much
so,
simple.
So
Carrie.
All of our,
very
I'm
much.
Going to tell you straight, all of our problems would go away. But we don't understand, nor do we care, because we're looking at short-term this and not really understanding the big vision. But the sad thing is, it's going to come home to roost and bite you in the butt.
Yep.
And it's already starting to happen. We only have one option. We only have one option. And if we fail to do those things and to do that one option, we're not going to be here. So we've got to really kind of figure it out, folks. And aren't you tired of being
That's
a true. Cash register head for everybody else's community? I mean, my goodness.
So true.
I think
so
I
true,
said, Gary, you were dropped from the sky because you certainly don't think like a lot of folks. You just don't. I just don't. I don't understand. I'm not stupid. And I wasn't raised to be, and neither were you. So, Michael Hopkins, I've got to say, I think that's Keisha out there in California. Let's see if we can wake her up this
Ooh,
morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a surprise. I think that's
yeah.
her. Let's see if we can get her out there. Is this Keisha McAllister from Lavender Beauty out in Fairfield, California?
Good morning.
Keisha.
Good morning,
what?
Carrie.
Keisha's there? Hey, hey, hey.
I'm here.
Hey.
Good morning, Michael Hopkins.
Good morning, Keisha McAllister.
Good morning, Nicole Marie. Good morning.
There you go. Hey, hey.
Yeah, that's right. You had two hays, but we added
yes,
you a hay.
Yes, you got two hays.
No,
you
got three.
All
I
right.
give her a hey, hey, hey every day. So listen,
okay.
It's been a while. It has been a while, Keisha McAllister, since you've been on the broadcast. And it's our special celebration show. We couldn't do it without
yes.
you.
Yes.
You say when you hear 900 episodes, 900 live episodes, over 3,000 guests, and someone could listen to a brand new Hair Radio morning show for 3 years without being interrupted, even weekends. Or repeat.
Well,
a different show is this.
For the
what,
producer.
What goes through your mind?
Well, for the producer, I say endurance and passion.
Yeah.
And for the listener, opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that not awesome?
That's what I would say.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And yes, and Keisha, we thanked you on the air. Don't know if you heard that, but we thank you so much for always contributing. We have Ask a Hairstylist that we have launched in tandem with your contribution to our broadcast each day. And we are just excited. Yeah. There's so much more to come. 900 shows. That's a lot.
Yes, that's a lot.
And it just
and I appreciate to be a part of the journey. I'm glad to be a part of the journey. So thank
oh,
you.
Oh, we couldn't
and
see
congratulations
you.
To you.
Part of our family, and we appreciate you. So listen,
very much
you just
so.
Keep on doing what you're doing. We're going to be checking in with you throughout the broadcast today, okay? So, you know, it's
fun.
A celebration, and we got to do it up. Miss Keisha McAllister, hey, 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 can't have a party without hey, hey, hey.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Great job, guys. Great job. We got some really good stuff on the way and so much more. So listen, I've been playing some classic songs, some other stuff going on. Just stay with us. We'll be right back.
Great job, guys.
With all of the conversations that I've had probably in the last year, Carrie, and of course, you know, we've had our industry, hair, beauty, and skin, and, you know, ethnic beauty has taken a hard hit. So I think one of the most important projects to me is to tell my story of just how I grew up in black hair care at the beginning of the boom as the billion-dollar economic industrial revolution of what we call the curl, even though we were coming out of pressing curls and going into the Afro. So that's one of the things I'm working on. It's a documentary of my life and how I grew up in black hair care. And some of the people, it's funny, you know, because people would always say, you know, We had all this wealth and black dynasties and generating black wealth, but where did the kids go? You know, where did the money go? Where did that whole wealth gap? Where where is it? And so I felt, you know, a sense of responsibility to at least tell it from my perspective. So that it's almost like that, all that wealth kind of like evaporated.
And so, well, that's what I'm going to ask you. Yeah, where did the money go? That's the question, the million-dollar question here, literally.
Yeah.
We're talking about generations of hair industry superstar folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, so
it's a complex conversation because you can't talk about where the wealth went until you talk about there's a conversation that I do address called gerontocracy. And gerontocracy is when the passing doesn't happen. And your predecessors stay too long. And they stay too long because they're not adapting. And we always talk about how companies should adapt to the, you know, you adapt inside before you see signs of the changing of the trend or changing of the times. And so there's a thing that and when you get into the 70s and 80s, most of those companies were ran by men, black men. And so black men tend to look at their children differently.
Watch it, show, Marl. No, please.
Black women. You know, no, they do. And it's, let's just say, you know, you have your John Johnson. You have your George Johnson. You have your Mr. Dudleys. You have your Mr. Marls. You have your Mr. Bronners. You have the World of Curls and the Donnies and the Leisure Curls. You had these men. And so they did have children. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the limelight is addictive. The limelight is addictive. And they just don't see the continuity of their legacies through their children. It sounds like a good thing. They know they should do it, but they don't do it. You know, and so
there's a
cultural thing. And then when you have the Eunice Johnsons and the Celia DeVore, and you have Dr. Katie Wickhams, and you have this when you have women. They tend to let go a little easier. So those legacies can continue. But there's just like a real cultural thing. And then I get into it, into the documentary, because it's real talk. Mm. You know, this is not just us wanting to pass wealth. It's not us wanting to just close wealth gaps. You can't close wealth gaps if you don't have the continuity of the predecessor into the succession plan, which is your children.
I agree.
You can't close a gap because the gap keeps getting wider because white America keeps passing it on and locking it within their culture. We don't. It's a cultural thing.
We don't
get
really.
Into that.
It's a different
thing. Yeah, we don't get it.
Well, let me ask you about
that a little bit,
Cheryl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that because, you know, I mean, on a simplistic term, in a very simple way. I talk to a lot of hairstylists, you know, throughout the years, and I always ask them about, you know, they open up the shops, and I say, well, what about your kids, you know, or they helping you or working at the shops and, you know, and this and that. And they cannot get those kids to help them at the shops. The kids generally take it for granted. You know, they've got all the money that comes from, the parents' hard work at these salons and barbershops, and they just go on and living a very, great life from the benefits of the financial aspect, but they do nothing to support the parents' hard work, and they truly are not going to be heading up any kind of, taking on a business. That's just not even on the table. And I always wondered about that, and I kind of think about it for my own company. So this is something that is very, very important, and it's a big disparity between the African-American community with regards to succession, I call it, and the people who are outside of our community. So this is really something that is very interesting to me, and I know you're on a on a different level with it, but it just, I don't understand. Is it just,
no, but,
gender, is it just something that the kids don't, you know, should we expect them to want to, you know, pass, you know, to continue on in their, with their parents' legacy? You know,
well,
is this something?
Yeah, but think about it, Gary. I didn't want to be a barber. My father started out as a barber.
Right.
The key here is that Mr. Marl created a company. Now, think about it. Most hair, you know, because I'm a hairstylist. I get it.
Yes.
The problem is that their hairstyling portion of their business is not a company. So there is no room to do other things besides maybe promotions or marketing of the, the parents' actual skill sets, which is doing hair. Where else is there other means of doing something else if the child or if the offspring is not at, doesn't want to do hair? And just think of this analogy, and I always tell them when I get this question, you know, do I, would I really want to inherit a cotton picking business? You know, black people pick cotton, you know, would I want to pass that on? You know, so the physical portions of, you know, businesses are not companies. Businesses is one thing, and a company is another. So in a company is encased, which I always tell people, I'm an intrapreneur. I'm not an entrepreneur. I don't need to make anything. I don't need to discover anything. I don't need to do any of that. What I need to do is to come in with something already formed and take it to the next level. So because my father had a company, right, he had a company which had, you know, roots, and then it springed out with branches and leaves. So there was so many branches to him because they and just take the Johnson daughter, you know, with Ebony and Jet. Because Ebony and Jet and was really actually a beauty business. There was Duke and Ravine, which was Relaxer, and Duke was a men's line. There were so many other things to do within Johnson Publishing. So it was an actual company.
Right.
So that tends to allow the successor to kind of fit in and take the reins. But if you are just a business, which hair salons are, barber, you tend to
have
tied to the parent's physical skills. You really have a very difficult time with that, with the succession plan.
Well, now you are talking about in this, in your upcoming documentary, we're talking about some of the biggest names in the hair industry. And so I'm just, one of the things that jumps out at me, have you heard any feedback from some of those, you know, some of those families, some of those super well-known hair industry superstar families? Have you gotten any feedback
yet?
What are their thoughts?
Well, the problem, well, too, when you are acquired by big companies like Procter & Gamble or L'Oreal, and you evaporate. Yeah, you there is nothing to, unless they you stay on as a consultant or something of that nature. But no,
and that doesn't
you evaporate.
Usually last too long. Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Cheryl Morrow. Wow. Just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. I'm looking forward to this documentary.
well,
so,
I was in the studio doing San Diego Monitor News business as a publisher because we now had it at a podcast studio, right? And in the middle of that, I get a phone call from Chicago or someplace, and they want, you know, 1,000, you know, Willie Morrow blow dry novels. It's just that, you know, here I go, I'm in the newspaper, but I get calls about something that was created over 45 years ago, and it's still the number one heat tool on Amazon. That is succession.
Let's
something in beauty. It's an amazing thing.
Exactly.
Because that's a company, and it's not.
Yes,
you know,
and I want to remind.
Yes.
I absolutely want to remind everybody about the amazing legacy and lineage that you have. So we're talking about the Morrow family dynasty. So I'm in the hair business, and your father, as you just mentioned, that, starting with the novel, tell us a little bit about his invention, because that really, that hit the mark out there and made him pretty much a household name in the hair industry, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, just combs, period. I think that in those 60s, 1964, bringing to commercial market is the brilliance of Mr. Morrow, not the fact that creating or duplicating something that had already been done in the continent of Africa. So the comb in and of itself is not the invention. The invention is to be able to put it in industrial commerce to make it available, because if you didn't go to the continent of Africa in 1963, 1964, you wouldn't get it.
You weren't going to get it, right?
Yes.
Correct.
So the ability for him to take it, to redesign it, patent it, take it to the U.S. Congress, put it into commerce, and to commercialize it, monetize it, right, and productize it, and make it available for black people in the West Indies, black people in North America, black people in Canada, you know, in Europe, and black people in Asia, black people in Africa, too. They didn't know it was a thing, you know. So we could fashion and style our hair and be a part of the secular world. So the Afrocomb was put in the secular world by Mr. Morrow by redesigning it and industrializing it. It's the same process as taking tobacco. Yeah, tobacco is natural in its environment, but to make it be consumed, and then enrich yourself by that great legacy called an Africa, and then making other people have it in Cuba and you know, in Hawaii and in other places. So that was the brilliance. And then to create this generation, and then you have the first one, and then the next generation of them, and then to have utility patents, and then go into, you know, making a comb and a blow dry so we could have blowouts and straightened hair and things of that nature. That was, I think, the difference between a Mr. Morrow, a Joe Dudley, a Gardner, a Fashion, a different angle to being part of the legacy of ethnic beauty.
Absolutely. And I just want to also bring attention to that documentary. Because to me, 400 years without a comb was so far ahead. Now, documentaries are a lot more, you know, out there. Maybe it has a lot to do with the pandemic that we have come through. But I do want to say that the documentary, that documentary really started a lot of the hair industry documentaries, if you will, to me. You know, I think it's one of the most well-known and most seen hair industry documentary in the world. So, and we're talking about 400 years without a comb, and it's still out there, and I'm just loving that. So, again, we're talking about hair legacies.
It started out as a book. And I think that that is probably one of the reasons why it's the hair care, you know, historical Bible that everyone goes to. You know, because it's a three-generation book. In all three decades, Mr. Morrow rewrote it. And then in the last, the fourth quarter of its generation and its edition, he created, and Mr. Morrow just really deals with the culture inside of the plantation, and it starts there. Because the commercial market that you and I enjoy was started on the plantation. It formed itself into, and because of that complete disconnection for about three centuries, that disconnection from the world's first organized beauty kind of, you know, that activity, the way we did it, you know, it was not quite done. When Europe went to colonialize Africa, that is where they learned hygiene. The roots of beauty is hygienic, not, you know, fashion and styling and things of that nature. But it was basically really had its roots in hygiene. And I think that this was starting there, only a black person could have done that, Carrie. You know, no one cared about
absolutely,
obviously, how you fashioned
absolutely
yourself and cleaned yourself and how you, you know, became this really sophisticated society and culture and how you, you know, you did things, you know, with your body and your health and well-being. No one was interested in that type of story. So, yeah, once again, Mr. Morrow hit it on the head, you know.
And it didn't stop there. The San Diego Monitor News, I want to talk about that. Can you tell us a little bit, for those who are outside of the California experience, if you will, what exactly is that? And I believe that it you go everywhere with it. So tell everybody about it.
We turned from New York. I lived in New York for 19 years. And, you know, one of the things that, and this is me, you know, I'm going to tell this story in the documentary. One of the reasons why Mr. Morrow got into publishing is not really because he had a great love for journalism, but it, black people don't really understand that it's legacy to get a newspaper. All hair care men, all hair care families, it was almost like a rite of passage. You had to get a publication. You know, most people think that John Johnson got the publication and then got into the hair business. No, John Johnson, was already in beauty. So their mentor, S.B. Fuller, always told them and taught Joe Dudley, George Johnson, which is Ultra Sheen, Johnson Product, and then John Johnson, which was Johnson Publishing. When you start your beauty line, you get you a newspaper. So Mr. Morrow was just following the great recipe and the great formula of success of S.B. Fuller, one of his mentors. So
yes, yes,
all of them got newspapers. So Mr. Morrow got created one in San Diego in 1986 because of the mentor Bill Thompson. And creating, S.B. Fuller always taught them that you create your own advertising tool. So if you get on the cover of somebody else's publication, that was fine. But make sure that you are always, you create a product, you got to have a way to advertise it. So create a magazine in and of itself, put some content. And you see how forward they were, actually? And
oh,
you
yeah
think about
oh,
how,
yeah.
How powerful
that,
content
yeah
is today. Yeah.
So oh, absolutely! They were way ahead.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was opposite. You know, it was to be the power of the advertisement. You know, be ahead. Put amazing yourself on your own cover. Put yourself, you know, look bigger than you know you actually are. You know, put your own content out there, your own stories, and then put yourself on the you know on the cover, and then put your own ads. And yeah, so it was always about advertising the actual
yeah
root business. So that's how Mr. Morrow
exactly
got into it, and then of course, and it just rolled into a journalistic product, you know, local business, local people, and things of that nature. And then
which I love,
been
yeah
adjudicated for over almost, you know, we're heading into 4 years, you know. And so
that
I had just taken over. And, of course, in 2010, I turned it digital. I saw the handwriting on the wall. And I was the first black paper in the state of California to be adjudicated and digitized at the same time. So it was I made sure that I created a hybrid. And it was probably because of my technical skills, you know, graphic skills and technical skills and all that stuff I learned while I was in New York, that I could make that turn and that very, very quickly. So,
well, I love
we
the
are,
stories that you guys cover. Yeah, yeah. We've
yeah
got to tell folks,
thank
how
you,
can they get their
way
hands or see? Oh, absolutely. I love when you guys put things out on the internet and, you know, and I see and you do such good work. I love the pictures and the graphics and everything, the, you know, the You're not telling the same stories that everybody else is telling. And that's...
No, I refuse to.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that our people need orientation and information. You know, because, you know, at the end of the day, we have a saying, if you're not informed, news doesn't matter. You know, if you don't know anything.
Whoa.
You don't know anything.
I have to write that one down. If you're not informed, the news doesn't matter. Wow, that says it all. Wow, okay. You know, let me bring everybody on up to speed with this. If you're kind of just joining us, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, my very special guest today. She really returns back to us. It's been quite a while. So she comes back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know her. She was out here with us on the East Coast, but she's returned to California, the San Diego area, as we were just talking about, the SDMN, San Diego Monitor newspaper, which we just love, this San Diego Monitor News, I should say. So, Cheryl, how can folks, can they get this online? Do you have a place that you can send everybody to find out more, to set, to register?
Yeah, it's a mobile site, so you can get it on your mobile device, and you can go to the website, sdmonitornews.com. Yeah, our story content is very off the beat. I am very picky what our readers are exposed to. They're always are going to get a very avant-garde, a very different way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, I believe that's one of our impediments. We are so 1960s directed. We are so infused in the 1960s that to get, you know, especially African Americans out of the 60s and 70s, it's very hard to get us back into the present moment of who we are. And
exactly.
I tell them all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, you think about it, African-Americans, all 46 million, what the average age of an African-American in this country is 26 years old.
Isn't that,
and then
wow,
dealing with the African diaspora, they're 19. So if you think about 26 and 19, then, you know, that's a lot of time that, you know, we've got to look at things differently.
We
got to look at things very, very millennial. Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that could be one of our strengths, thinking
absolutely
about things in such a different way to get something. I have also another saying, you know, we want something we've never had. We've got to do something we've never done. We've got to think ways
exactly
that we've never thought. And
exactly. Well, let me turn to probably the, I'm going to call it the elephant in the room, and that is the pandemic.
Okay.
Yes, and I know that's a topic and a half. That's we'll probably have to add on 2 or 3 hours to cover this one. But what is your take when you look back? Because right now, as we go to the air with this particular broadcast today, we are more than what they're saying in terms of emerging and all of that. And what can you say looking back? What was the experience like in California and the hair biz part where you were? And California, to me, California is a very different, had a very different approach with all of that. But what's your take? You are living there.
Yeah.
What's
well,
your take on
because of the weather. Because of the weather. Oh, I think we made an adjustment very quickly because we could go outside very quickly. We were always outside, you know. And so I think that they adjusted well. I think African Americans did not adjust well because, of course, you know. And to me, let me just say this: the elephant in the room is not really quite the pandemic, from my perspective. The elephant in the room is that the fact that Black people are prone to be frightened, much more traumatized than our other racial counterparts. So we don't adjust well. We have the boogeyman. You know, everything's the boogeyman. for us, and our people secretly in our silos were saying, oh, stay in, you know, and that is not quite good for business. And
wow.
So you are naturally afraid, you don't pivot. You're very slow to react. So, and you can imagine, Carrie, I was very avant-garde and had a different take on it, you know, because after I would probably say March of 2020, it was not a pandemic at that point. It was an epidemic in the United States, an epidemic in Brazil. It wasn't a pandemic at that point. Other world governments had contained it. And so that's what we keep saying. The
world we were slow to
stuff.
Get it
the rest
under
of the world,
or under,
yeah, yeah, like the rest of the world had our issues. No, the rest of the world, the continent of Africa, barely is reaching 4,000 deaths. The whole 54 countries.
The whole continent,
that says,
right.
That's enormous if you think about it. And there's something quite not right with that. You know, within 50 to 100 to 200 miles, you know, from where we quote, unquote, say it began, I mean, they have less than maybe 300. And so it wasn't a pandemic long. It was an epidemic. And I think that because our news outlets, and speaking of the San Diego Monitor News, I just refuse to kind of put fuel on the fire and, you know, and our, you know, and I didn't take, and I'm going to say this, you know, I didn't take any COVID money. I refuse to because I
really?
Can't say no. No, because you can't really stay.
Well, they were throwing it out there.
Yeah, they were.
they were
let me just say this. And I refused to kind of have, and I think I did it once. And you know, Carrie, I just couldn't do it because one of the things, because it doesn't allow you to look at things objectively. And if we're going to have black news,
true.
And if we're going to be very neutral, you can't be involved in that kind of thing. And let me just say this, as our mother company, which is Beauty, I can afford to do that. And I understand that most papers needed that money to, you know, so, hey, right. And because that was digitized prior to 10 years ago, I pivoted very quickly to digital and still maintained my other advertisers. So, you know, 2020 was not, it did not affect me. Not economic.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because
and
the
so,
census. The census was going on at the same time, so that was very surprising.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which changed the game here in New York for us to a degree. I have to say, though, as looking out, so what are some of the, you know, when you look at the beauty industry, you know, how, in your opinion, has it affected the folks in the beauty industry? I mean, especially, like you said, in California, though, see, you guys were, remind me of Georgia, right after this pandemic was kind of declared, right? Georgia was like, okay, we're like literally about 2 weeks later. We're open for business again, everybody. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
I remember having panel discussions on our broadcast here on the Hair Radio Morning Show in the year 2020. It was just strange, a very strange dynamic in different states.
Yeah.
And so the industry was very different, and then with and we've had the people from Barbicide and all these other folks on, and they scared the bejesus out of us with the discourse on television news, as you were kind of saying. It's almost surreal. So So when you look at the beauty industry, will we make it? What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't even think it's that the salon. I think that we could have pivoted. That I also was involved in some technology and formulation and dealing with a disinfectant that covers you from all viruses 9.993.
Really?
And it protects you for 90 days. You don't even have to sanitize. Once you sanitize your
hands,
you know, you protect it. Yes. We have it in production. It has all of its OSHA and FDA passage. So I answered it in a very technological way. But here's the thing, Carrie. It's not about what is going on in the salon, per se, because black hair care professionalism is wired through the salon. But the industry is wired through the trade show. Once you took the trade show and you could not meet in the groves of 7,000 to 10,000 people, you decimated the ethnic hair care industry because the ethnic hair care industry is wired through the trade show. So now the expo, and now the festival, and now the trade shows, you can't meet. So how do you carry along something that is wired through the actual platforming, hairstyle, and trade show, and all these big, huge halls and auditoriums.
Exactly.
And venture space. When you can't meet.
And I'm raising my hand right now.
You've devastated. Yeah. And so that means that hair, ethnic hair care, because the Banner Brother, as you know, it is over. The international show in New York is over. You can't meet.
Wow.
Those are too many people in one confined space, and now, you know, you're trying to stay 6 feet apart, you know, and you got to, you know, that is a nightmare.
It was a show killer for sure. Yeah.
And so the
problem
is
gotta say
that, you.
Yeah, please finish your thought. The problem is.
No. The question and the challenge for black hair care and ethnic beauty is we needed to pivot long before this. And I have been telling show promoters for at least 5 years, pivot to the small conference and the more con kind of business model and create a different kind of gathering to where it's an invited list. And it happens more often instead of twice a year.
Exactly.
And so,
I speak to 1,000%
you know,
years. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, they act like I didn't, you know, say anything. So, you know, invite the formulators. You know what I mean? Invite, create a TED Talk style, or there's so many other ways to bring smaller groups. Yeah.
Exactly, and to create those lanes that'll support you and take you through these times. Now, Cheryl, I've got to say, there is one big story that we are revisiting here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this, not too long ago, but there was a huge story. Now, I'm telling you, it was the number one covered story, especially in the hair and beauty industry, but it had crossed over into mass media. And this was the story of the Gorilla Glue girl who had put the glue in her hair, the Gorilla Glue. And she was rescued, so to speak, by a California doctor, Dr. Michael Obeng, who was a guest on our very show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. He spoke to Hair Radio first about this ordeal for this young woman and how he was able to remedy the situation. But let's start with your take on this, because we're talking about this again as we'll be checking in to see what's new and what's the latest that's going on. It's been a few months. Has her hair grown back? What happened? What's going on? So we will revisit it. But what's your take on this situation? I wish I could have seen your face when you heard this on the news.
You know I wish I could have been a fly on the wall. Yeah, you know it. I'm always going to be honest with you, Carrie.
Yeah.
And let me just say this. And I am in no way invalidating anybody. The doctor thing was to me was, you know, a little far out there. It's so funny because the glue and here we go again, and this is me sticking up for my beauty and beauty professionals, because I am a hairstylist. For that particular act connected with a doctor, to me, you know, because at the end of the day, the glue in and of itself is not a medication. That's number one. Number two, it's not, it's in the store where a common person can purchase it. And for not a beauty professional to not be able to help her, and I won't even say be able to help her, right? Because what the medical professional used to unstick the stickiness of the solution, anybody could have done that. Because what he used to do that. Now, will you save the hair from the high content of what the effects because of that particular chemical that in that glue did it, you know, because we have to ask what was on the hair first. Was it relaxed?
Exactly.
Was it natural? You know, at the end of the day. So, and to me, because it probably was not really on her scalp, that the scalp hair is probably the hair that is going to obviously be the healthiest. I already know in terms of, you know, of course, we don't necessarily talk about it all the time, but I'm the only cosmetic trichologist in the world that deals with cosmetology-based hair loss on afro textures. But, you know, eventually that hair is going to be cut away from her body. Yeah. It's not going to be. It's not going to be. So,
Cheryl,
you know, I don't know. I don't know how much help he was. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, he, that's the whole thing.
I'm a little in the middle. Yeah, I'm a little in the middle with the doctor angle, you know, because eventually.
Well, you've got to be back on the show when he's here. So, because I would love for you to break it all down with Dr. Oving, who just seems like a nice gentleman and all. But, you know, there's a whole lot more to this story. There is. There's a great deal of this story. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And
I'm
just grateful that we were in the middle of it somewhere. I'm just grateful that we were there.
At the end of the day, you have to cover it. You know, if nothing is black, you know, black news and ethnic beauty news, that story was a prime example of it. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I am honored. Again, we've been chatting with the amazing Cheryl Morrow. Hair royalty, you've been declared and named that for decades. We've been calling that hair royalty right here on our broadcast today. So, yeah, I appreciate
you.
I've always wanted to you know, when I hear some of these big stories and some of these big things, I always say, what in the world would Cheryl Morrow say? Really, what would you say about it? Because you always have an interesting
The moment I saw that,
ways.
You know, because you know the moment I saw it, I was like, oh, God, here we go again. You know, why didn't she just end up at a salon? How did we get to the doctor?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, like, really weird, you know. But anyway.
Yes. Well, it's about education, and that's where you come in, education. And what was that line earlier? If you're not informed, then the news don't matter.
If you're not informed, news doesn't matter. Yeah, you can't gossip with anybody who's not really informed about what they're gossiping about. You know, you can't gossip
I love
with
it.
You know?
I love it.
That's it.
I totally agree. Well, Cheryl Morrow, now what's next for you? What's next for you?
I think that I am going to probably be peeling away from the publisher kind of role at San Diego Monitor News. The George Floyd thing kind of took me out. I think I wanted to be at the helm during that incident and the 1 year anniversary and, you know, all of these things.
Well, were you one of those
coming
who
up.
Were you against the use of the word anniversary? I didn't understand that because anniversary means, you know, just that. it doesn't indicate or mean that it was, you know, party on a table per se. But I saw a lot of stuff online that said, oh, don't call it an anniversary. No media company call it an anniversary. It's not a celebration. So I said, well, I understand what I think what the person meant or their sentiment, but I don't think that I don't see what the harm of the word itself, anniversary. How do you weigh in, being a media company, Ms. Publisher of the San Diego Monitor News?
Well,
how do you weigh in on that?
Well, you know, the wonderful thing that I got a call one day, and it was the first cousin of Mr. Floyd. Mm. Their mother are sisters, and he is stationed here in San Diego. And he grew up with him. And after, you know, experiencing that whole thing, you know, it really, you know, that is tomato, tomato. You know, anniversary, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, we know what, it, you know, what happened.
We
and,
know what it really means. Exactly.
You know, well, we get caught up in things of that nature. And I think that once we deal with our trauma about it, then we can clearly talk about preventing it. And
you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world. Every day, that's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why.
You wake up and your house is a mess, and you decide to clean up your house, and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
For me, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, is just using this platform to expound on just all of the people that I reach. And mainly that is girls, women. It's everyone, but my focus is on girls and women of all ages, the youth in our community, health, because our health is our wealth. If we don't have that, we don't have anything. So focusing on our health and our wellness, our beauty, our family connections that are so, so, so very important. Family is the core of everything. And then also, Carrie, just continuing my civic responsibilities and just letting people know how very, very important it is to be a voice. Be a voice in your community, be of service to people, because that's what it's all about. You will definitely be rewarded. When you are of service to other people, it will come back to you and bless your life just abundantly. Just letting people know, just inspiring them, like with the hope of the day, continuing that, and just continuing to encourage, to uplift, and just let people know how important they are. It's important who you are and you realizing how important you are and just how much you matter.
To rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning. It's September 29th, 2023. Right now it's about 8:37 and about 8:37. Yes, New York time. If you're out in Central, 7:37. Just want to say thank you so much for being with us. It is happy 900 to you, to us. It's our 900th live three-hour broadcast of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. And it is my pleasure to really be doing it up this morning. It's been a great show. I've enjoyed every second. Let me bring Michael Hopkins back to the line. Michael Hopkins, who comes to us out of the beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, good morning. Yes, we've been listening. It's the third hour of the show. I've just loved it. That was Cheryl Morrow, by the way, who was on for a little bit. Cheryl Morrow is a chemist. She is the legendary, she's the daughter, I should say, of legendary contributor to the hair industry, Willie Morrow, Dr. Willie Morrow,
right,
who we lost not all that long ago. He's the man behind the Jerry Curl. He doesn't get
very much
that.
So.
And so many other accomplishments, and the hair picks and all these other things, the nozzles for the blow dryers and all of that. So I just want to say thank you. Cheryl's been with us many times. She even wished us well on my Facebook posting just the other day. Hey, I want to take a moment. Speaking of great folks like Cheryl Morrow, they got a lot of similarities about them. One of our, probably my most recent discovery is the incredible Jay Ellis, she's got an incredible line of hair products out there, the Ellis J Collection. She does so much for the industry. She's a huge businesswoman and just a great business acumen, and dare I say, friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show and Kyrie Hines. And so I just want to take a moment. Let me see if I can get her to the line. Jay Ellis, is that you out there? Is that you out in Virginia this morning? Are you there?
It is me. How's everyone doing?
Good morning.
Ooh, great.
You're on with Michael Hopkins. Talk about Virginia. Virginia's up in the house this morning.
Very much so.
But let me just get it. You know, I always got to stick it to Michael. I am in Northern Virginia. Southern Virginia.
Okay. Oh,
Northern,
yeah, that's right.
Fighting out about Northern Virginia, Southern Virginia, Northern Virginia. I know nothing about Virginia. Not in there,
oh.
But I have very little. 95 goes through Virginia, I believe, doesn't it?
Very much so. It's about five minutes away from my house. 95, as you always say, going 95 south. Yep, I get a chance to look at 95. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But, yes, them Northern Virginia folk, they just special.
Yes, Jay Ellis, are you far from 95 out there?
I am not. I'm actually very close.
Oh, wow. Well, now I can make it to both you guys. Oh, I'm going to visit both of you. That's me at the door right now.
Sound like a plan to me.
Yes. I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the incredible Jay Ellis, who, when I said we're having a live show in New York City, she says, I'm there, and she was. And so just wonderful contribution. You're doing your thing. And I wanted you to hear Cheryl Morrow because you guys remind me a lot of one another. Yes, she's a big-time hairstylist. She comes from a long lineage of hair folks, and you know she's into chemists preparing. You know, she puts together a lot of formulas and stuff like that, and she just checks a lot of boxes that reminds me of you guys. And plus, she's a longtime supporter of the Hair Radio Morning Show. She's the editor and publisher now, since we lost her father, of the San Diego Monitor News. So if you don't follow Cheryl, you need to. So listen, now, Jay Ellis, I want you to take a moment. Let's talk about you for a moment. Can you please tell everybody about your hair products? We need to kind of let folks know that you have what I love, because you have men's hair products, you've got women's hair products. You help, you're still a part of the conversation where they're you provide the full scope. So please tell everybody a little bit about the incredible LSJ collection and so much more of what you got going on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, let me just wish you happy 900th show. Isn't that
thank
awesome?
You. Oh, yeah.
I would be no good if I weren't able to get on here and just wish you that great accomplishment. It's been a lot going on this morning, but we're going to leave that negativity where it's at. But I wanted to make sure I give homage to you. But
thank you. We're happy to have you.
Oh, you're welcome. That's definitely not a problem. The LSJ collection is actually my signature line for medical wigs. So that's what it was actually created for. And then I decided to incorporate the men's line under the LSJ from the mother company, which is Five Star Beauty Collection, which is all geared around just adding moisture to the African-American community hair, because it's always a myth that, you know, African-Americans, we can't grow long hair. You know, we can't get rid of psoriasis and psoriasis scalp, inflammation on the scalp. Well, I've dispelled all of those rumors. So that's pretty much what my lines are consisting of. And we've actually just became FDA approved for the LSJ collection for the medical adhesive glue that I've actually created for the medical wigs and just regular lace wigs and toupees. So it's been a lot going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, you do have a lot going on, and we love it. because you're doing a lot. And let me tell you something, guys. She is a shrewd businesswoman. Don't think she is not. She is a shrewd. You are a shrewd businesswoman out there, Jay Ellis. And we just love it. We love it. So you're a role model for so many young girls and so many women. I think we heard from Nicole Marie a little while ago and earlier in the show about how important it is with the girl power thing. How important is it to you to make sure that young women, particularly, I mean everybody, but particularly young women, really know that they can be entrepreneurs and know that they can run their own businesses? How important is it to you to be that role model? What do you think?
Oh, it's extremely important. It's extremely important. I have a niece that is 6 years old, and I look at her and look at the surroundings that we have with social media taking over, and for some reason people just want to box women down into a pair of boobs and a butt. You know, when we have so many other greater things and assets to advertise. So for me, it's a must that I pay it forward to let these young women know, like, you can make your own money without exposing your breast, without it being your body. That's the advertisement. Nothing wrong with that. But we come with so much more than that. And for you to be able to make your own space in this industry, it's a must. It's necessary. It's absolutely necessary. Otherwise, if you fall for that, you'll fall for anything. You know, it's not about just being out here and wanting to have a man to take care of you. We're smart enough. God gave us the will to think for ourselves, to speak for ourselves, and to make our own paths in life. So it's important that whatever I learn, I give it back to the community. I'm going to tell you honestly, there was a point in my life where I didn't believe in myself, where I was just like, oh, this is too much. I don't know if I can do it. And I had people praying over me. And oddly and sadly enough, but I'm still blessed to be able to say it was strangers that was praying over me, not praying on me, but, you know, they prayed for me. They lifted me up. They gave me words of encouragement. And every day it's my duty to make sure that I feed someone else's spirit, because someone and people that did not know me fed into me and my spirit and believed in me when I didn't have the goodwill to believe in myself. And then that's the honest truth. So it's my duty to give back to these young women and let them know that the skies are the limit and beyond. Let's do it. And if I can help push you to be a part of that journey, I want to be a part of it. I don't need monetary. I just want to see you win.
Now, well, let me ask you then on this, JL, and I hear you 100%. That's a great message to young women and to young girls. What would you say to the men, to the guys out here? What, in your opinion, can we be doing differently for the male side?
The same thing. You know, with the women, you know, we take a little bit more nurturing because we hold, I'll say for my experiences, we as women hold the world on our shoulders. We have to take care of our black men. We have to take care of home. We have to juggle life and beyond. We have to work, you know, many hours. There is not enough hours and days for us to get everything that we need to get done, but we manage to make it happen. So if we feed into our men and we let them know, like, listen, if this is what you want to do as another queen, we have to speak life into our men. And whatever their dreams are, as long as they have the caliber to be a great leader, you feed into them. You let them know, like, I know the bank said no, but let's try another bank. And when he's feeling discouraged, you step up in his place and you put him in the front. It's okay to play it back. And you let him know, we're going to do this and we're going to do this together. If this is really what you want, then let's do it. We're fighting tooth and nail, and you speak in too. And then the skies are the limit for us, too. It's about building up our community.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
And I think, yeah, that's very deep. Now, I have to say, and thank you for that. I love everything you had to say this morning, Jay Ellis.
Okay.
Guys,
honestly, truly, Carrie, my husband started, I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but this is true. And this was actually a test to see where my faith and where my strength lies, because he said that he wanted to start a transportation business. And I'm going to tell you, I was in a different place where I'm building my own brand. I don't have to help you, but the reality of it is that we're a married couple. We are as one. And if he succeeds, I succeed. And if I want something from him, I have to pour into him. So that was a reminder and a wake-up call for me. Like, hold on. he's pouring all of this into you. What have you given to him? And I had to sit myself down and have a reality check and say, hold up, God, wait a minute. You sent a man to me that speaks life over to me. He prays with me. He prays over me. And he's at, he can work 18 hours a day, and I'll wake him up, and he'll be at one of these trade shows with me going just as hard as I am. Who am I not to give that back?
And let me just say, Jay, I have to say, Jay's husband, Mr. Ellis, we just love him so much. He I don't know, I have a certain affinity. He's such a great guy. I hear him always supporting you. And I can hear it in his tone. Great tone, by the way. I told you we're going to get him on radio one way or another at some point. great guy. You have such a great team. Yeah, he's, you guys got it going on. And I have such great respect. And you just bring a lot of joy in this direction. And I'm happy to see you guys together and fighting through all of the things in life together. Great job. And to your whole family, your mom, everybody. We love everybody. You're bringing it, Jay Ellis. Now, please take a moment because, Michael, she's got men's products and women's
products. Very much so, Carrie.
Right?
Yeah.
So now, Jay Ellis, can you talk to us a little bit about some of your great products? What are some of the standout products? Anything on sale? Anything that's a special you can talk about? Please take this time. The floor is yours. The mic is yours, Jay Ellis.
So we actually have some of the men's line because we're actually pushing the men's line off of the Five Star Beauty Collection side and putting everything into the LSJ side. So everything now is 20% off. We have a wonderful, always selling out, the leave-in and the beard conditioner, the body and beard balm, which is super amazing, and the moisturizer. I can't make that enough to keep it in stock. That's how fast it sells. I have things on back order at this point. And we have the grooming kits as well, too. We're actually moving to have those signatured. For the LSJ line, so you'll have everything engraved on for the men's kit. So it's exciting. It's a lot of moving parts that's going on. Sometimes I feel like I'm swirly brain and ready to snatch my wig off. But
oh, now that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh boy. Okay. Now hold it, Jay Ellis. Give everybody all of your websites. How can they get and follow you on social media? Let us have it.
Yes, you. So for the LSJ line, you can find me at I Am The Real LSJ, and that's on all social media platforms. And for the Five Star Beauty Collection, it's the numerical 5starbeautycollection.com, and you can find me on all social media platforms at that exact name. You'll find me. Just say hi. Say, hey, I heard you on the Carrie Hines show, and I'm going to send you an additional 10%. So just let me know.
All right. That sounds good to me. And always you can come through us as well. We'll put you in touch with Jay. I have to say, just great stuff. Now, you've been hearing the show this morning, and it's our 900th broadcast, live radio show. We've had over 3,000 guests. We've talked to superstars from every which way you can imagine. We've even launched our own products, our books, our magazine, other radio shows, the Salon TV Network, live stage events. The list goes on and on and on. So here we are today, Jay, and I am so excited to be sharing this moment with you, Jay Ellis of Ellis J Collection, Michael Hopkins from the Vet Talk Radio Show, all of our wonderful contributors, our fans, our like you support us and help us, and also sponsor in Aflac Magazine. You know, you've just done big things. So we just want to really extend a special thank you.
You are very welcome. It is my pleasure. It is my honor to even be chosen to be able to be a part of something so monumental. So I am humbled to even be a part of the team and to meet so many great people through you. So I definitely appreciate you and your due diligence and your support. You know, so that goes ways. You know, we, in order for us to really build up our community and to be as strong as we are, we have to believe in one another, and we have to build those bonds, and those bonds last forever.
Wow.
Yes. And, Michael, I will give you the last question, as we always do. What would you like to ask J. Ellis today? Your fellow Virginian.
Uh-oh, fellow Virginian. No, oh, yeah, she had to throw that one in, Carrie, didn't she?
I just love you guys.
I just love it. Well, J. Ellis, my question is this.
Yes.
What keeps you going? What motivates you to do what you do?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, what motivates me? Being able to build a lasting empire. That's what drives me. I want my name to be around and ring bells forever.
Wow,
Carrie. People, and I know that I just want to be a part of something great. I don't need to take over the world. I just want me a good portion of it. That's it.
That works for me.
That's a great question and a greater answer. Outstanding. So, listen, my guest today, our guest, of course, we're talking with J. Ellis. I'm Carrie Hines, Michael Hopkins on the line. We just want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you, J. Ellis, for being with us today. Outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
And stay with us. We're about to close out. So, listen, it's been an incredible day. Michael, just want to say thanks again for all your support as well. It's been a fantastic show, number 900. We're on our way to 1,000, and that's a lot.
I don't know
where to begin. We're on our way to our 1,000th show. God willing. So, yeah, that's epic. That's epic. So, you know, big thank you to everybody who's helped us along the way. Hopefully we've been able to kind of, you know, to mark this with a great, great celebration and just look back and to look forward. And so we so appreciate you. And here's just the beginning. Normally we take off after a big, you know, day, like a big number, like 900. But no, we'll be back on Tuesday with show number 901. So we have new Vet Talk, and so much more.
Oh, yeah,
great
Vet Talk, talk.
And so much more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm super excited. So Tuesday, don't forget to tune in for an all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, Tuesday morning, show number 901. And just lots of stuff to keep on going out here. Yeah.
Carrie.
So, good stuff. Yes, go right ahead, Jay.
Ellis is here, so he just wanted to say good morning and wish you
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. This is the man with the great golden voice. Good morning, officially.
Good morning and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Listen to this, Michael.
I hear that.
That voice in the bottle and sell it. Jay, that's your next product.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, it's great. And thank you. Thank you for always, you know, supporting us through Jay. It has meant a lot. And so we support you. Yeah, big, big stuff here. So it's an honor just to have you on the line today and to just continue what you guys are doing. You're leading the charge out here. You're showing us what it means to be a family and to be really doing business. And that's what we're talking about in the next issue of AfroLock Magazine. It's all about family and what connects us. And you guys are perfect. You know, beacon of that. So listen, all the best, and just thank you. And stay in touch. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Right,
and tune in. Yes, guys, tune in Tuesday. We'll see you back here for the next Hair Radio Morning Show. Thanks for spending show number 900 with us. We'll see you next time. Great show, everybody.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Bye now.
I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Hair